It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Love the way Troy Aikman played. Doomsday defense was a hit parade. The Dallas Cowboys had it made. Those were the days. And you knew who they were then. Landry, Roger, and Lilly were men. Mister, we could use a coach like Jimmy Johnson again. We don't need you, Jerry Jones. Sell the team, leave us alone. Take your money and go back home. Please make our day.
And the Dallas Cowboys are all in, the family that is. The term all in has five letters, but it means different things to different people. After the 12-5 Dallas Cowboys were embarrassed on national television by the 9-8 Green Bay Packers 48-32 in the first round playoff game, which wasn't as close as that final score, boisterous Dallas Cowboy fans were stunned into silence. For the 27th consecutive year, the Dallas Cowboys did not advance to play in either the NFC Championship game or, of course, the Super Bowl. And since the last Dallas Cowboys title back in 1996, 13 other NFL franchises have won a Super Bowl game or more. Green Bay, Denver, St. Louis or St. Louis Rams, Baltimore, New England, Tampa Bay, the Pittsburgh Steelers, Indianapolis, New York Giants, the New Orleans Saints,
yes!
Seattle, Philadelphia, and Kansas City. Fans of America's team are painfully aware that the team's fortunes have sunk after the departure of former coach Jimmy Johnson after winning his second Super Bowl on January 30th, 1994. Former Oklahoma coach Barry Switzer did come in and lead Dallas to the 1996 Super Bowl, but it was with essentially Jimmy Johnson's players. And since then, a generation of young football fans has never seen Dallas play in a championship game or a Super Bowl. But yet, Dallas Cowboy fans still believe. After having the second seed in last season's NFC playoffs and watching their team get run off the field by Green Bay, the Dallas Cowboy fans still believe. After learning that head coach Mike McCarthy was not going to be fired after losing in the playoffs for the third time in his four seasons as top man in Dallas, the Cowboy fans somehow still believe. After the NFL's free agency period ended this spring without Dallas making any significant player moves, Cowboy fans still believe. And after the NFL's April draft and Dallas selecting by most reasonable observers an average group of young players, Dallas Cowboy fans still believe. And with the clock ticking on the 2024 offseason period and several key players now heading into their final season of their current contracts, somehow Dallas Cowboy fans still believe. So why do these loyal fans of the Dallas Cowboys still believe in this team? One of my best friends going way back, I call him Mr. Cowboys, has been a true blue Dallas Cowboys fan since the 1960s. He loved them in the 60s and 70s, 80s when they were led by former coach Tom Landry. And though he isn't a big fan of team owner Jerry Jones today, he still retains a perpetual optimism for his Dallas Cowboys. And you probably know someone just like Mr. Cowboys. They are unique in their willingness to believe that Dallas is on the verge of breaking through once again for the first time since January 1996. On the football field, Jerry Jones remains his own worst enemy. Why do the Dallas Cowboy fans even listen to their 81-year-old billionaire owner anymore? As we've covered here in the past, the problems in Dallas start and end with their very egotistical team owner. In Coach Jimmy Johnson's very good book called Swagger, the former Cowboys coach laid out an entire chapter detailing how Dallas team owner Jerry Jones, who initially agreed that he was only going to run the financial side of the team, wanted to become more involved with the media and in the team's clubhouse. And I recommend this book as a Father's Day gift for any long-suffering Dallas Cowboys dad. Once Jimmy Johnson finally had had enough of Jerry Jones meddling with the football team, he left. And since that time, Jerry Jones' personal influence has only increased throughout the entire Dallas Cowboys team operations. Meet the Jones Family Cowboys. The team's website indicates that every executive-level officer for the Dallas Cowboys today is a descendant of team owner Jerry Jones. Stephen Jones, Chief Operating Officer and in charge of player personnel. Charlotte Jones, the Executive Vice President and Chief Brand Officer. and Jerry Jones Jr., the Executive Vice President and Chief Sales and Marketing Officer. Since taking home the 1996 Super Bowl trophy to Dallas, the Jones family Cowboys have a pitiful record of 5-13 in the NFL playoffs. The Dallas Cowboys have not won back-to-back playoff games one time in the last 27 years. Last season's 2023 Dallas Cowboys looked poised to finally make a run at the NFC title. The schedule was favorable, and the team posted a 12-5 regular season record to give them the number 2 seed in the NFL playoffs. That meant home field advantage during the first two rounds of the playoffs. Instead, the Dallas Cowboys were outcoached and outplayed by a relatively mediocre wildcard Green Bay Packers team in the first playoff round. Instead of firing the head coach in charge of the playoff debacle, team owner Jerry Jones opted to keep Mike McCarthy for the final year of his current contract. Why? Well, by doing so, Jerry Jones didn't have to write a multi-million dollar check to get rid of Mike McCarthy and send him home. Sources indicated that the Dallas Cowboys head football coach would be due somewhere between $4 to $7 million for the last year of that contract. In addition to having to pay off Mike McCarthy, Jones would then have to go out and spend even more money if he actually wanted to recruit a proven winner coach for his team. The five highest paid NFL coaches last year earned between $12 million for Baltimore's Jim Harbaugh, all the way up to $18 million a year for Kansas City's Andy Reid and Denver's Sean Payton. Bill Belichick was fired by New England after last year. He was available. The former Patriots coach, though, probably wanted more control and money than Jerry Jones was willing to give up in Dallas. And don't forget that former Michigan Wolverines coach Jim Harbaugh was available, too. He was quickly hired by the Los Angeles Chargers, and the Chargers have already showed improvements heading into their 2024 season under the new coach. Many fans of the Dallas Cowboys have long suspected that Jerry Jones has harbored a desire to coach his own football team. But since he's now 81, Jones is relegated to hiring a subservient puppet to act as the team's head coach. That unfortunate person must be willing to follow orders from the owner, lay low when speaking with the media, and be very happy to receive a middle-of-the-pack NFL head coach's paycheck while in Dallas. You know, it's always been about the money with Jerry Jones. Though a failure with their fans, the Dallas Cowboys ownership has wildly succeeded at a primary goal, and that's making the most money in the NFL. As team owner Jerry Jones laments with Cowboy fans about his team's continued long absence from the Super Bowl, he and his family find some solace in knowing that the team's financial picture is the envy of the entire NFL. The value of the Dallas Cowboys NFL franchise remains on top of the league with an estimated worth of $9 billion.
Excellent.
While the Jones family builds up generations of wealth, millions of Dallas Cowboy football fans continue to hope for a chance to see their favorite team make it back to the Super Bowl before they die. In 2024, Jerry Jones is out there and selling more hope to legions of gullible fans. After last year's hard landing in the playoff loss to Green Bay, Dallas Cowboys team owner Jerry Jones is now telling fans that this year will be different. His team is going all in 2024. At late January's Senior Bowl game in Alabama, the team owner was on site to assist the Dallas Cowboys team scouts and coaches in evaluating college football talent prior to the NFL draft. Jerry Jones met with the assembled media at the Senior Bowl for a lengthy question and answer session, in which he said, quote, "We will be all in. I anticipate we'll be all in at the end of this year." After the Senior Bowl, it was time for the NFL's annual free agent signing period. Dallas Cowboy fans were hoping, after those comments, that the team might be making some significant free agent moves after the owner told them he was all in. Nope. Dallas may have lost more key players during free agency than they acquired during that period. But then it was on to the NFL draft in April, and once again, owner Jerry Jones found some more cameras and microphones to emphasize his all-in mantra one more time. He said, "We feel great about what we've been in free agency. All in, all in, all in. We are all in with these young guys. We are all in with this draft." Woo! Au contraire, Jerry. Most draft experts believe that Dallas had just an okay draft in April. The team didn't make any trades, nor did they acquire any immediate impact players, despite their owners' all-in push for 2024. There has been one significant free agent signing recently, though, in Dallas. Former Dallas running back Ezekiel Elliott was released by the team a year ago. But then he played in New England last year in 2023, and he's been re-signed by your Dallas Cowboys on a one-year contract valued at $2 million in 2024. Is that considered going all in? The results have not matched the rhetoric thus far in 2024. Take a look at how little has changed with the Dallas Cowboys football team after they were trounced by Green Bay in the first round of the playoffs last year. But let's give Jerry Jones an A for generating profits. Lest we forget, owner Jerry Jones' initial role in Dallas during the coach Jimmy Johnson era was to manage the team's finances. With so little movement on the player front so far in 2024, owner Jerry Jones seems relatively happy to effectively leave the roster alone at this point. And here's why. The contracts for the team's top three star players are going to be expiring after this year. So it's going to cost Jerry Jones a whole lot more money to keep one or two or all three of those top players in the future. Quarterback Dak Prescott is in the final year of a four-year, $160 million deal. The contracts for talented pass rusher Micah Parsons, who's in the final year of a four-year deal worth $17 million in total, and the improving wide receiver CeeDee Lamb, whose four-year initial contract of $14 million, are in their final years too. NFL players and their team will earn money from jersey and other merchandise sales. And during last year, Micah Parsons' number 11 Dallas jersey and CeeDee Lamb's number 88 jersey were ranked number 2 and number 3 in the entire NFL in sales. Quarterback Dak Prescott's number 4 jersey came in at a respectable number 13 in 2023. For as little as Dallas owner Jerry Jones may know about coaching or evaluating players, you can be absolutely sure that he knows exactly how much money each of his key players are putting back into his pocket via merchandise sales every season. By waiting for the season to play out, Dallas Cowboys team owner Jerry Jones can either roll out the dough to pay his Super Bowl team, or he can let one or two or three of those players go if they happen to lose this year, while he blames the players and coaches for the failures. Either way, Jerry Jones is going to win. So just follow the money. Dallas Cowboy fans would be wise to watch the financial moves of the team while assessing how all-in they really are this season. Based on the early results, the team owner's comments about all-in should be interpreted as meaning all-in the family. I'm Swamp Swamy.